Framed in Lace, A Needlecraft Mystery by Monica Ferris, narrated by Susan Boyce. Chapter 1. It wasn't even Halloween, but autumn was over. Betsy sat at the little round table in the dining nook of her apartment and gazed out the back window. There was a small parking lot, with the ground beyond rising steeply through mature trees. Only yesterday the trees were ablaze with orange, red, and yellow leaves. She had planned to drive around Lake Minnetonka this weekend and take in the colors. But there had been a hard freeze last night, and now, in a light breeze, there was a technicolor blizzard on the slope that would leave the branches bare by nightfall. Already she could see a gas station and a white clapboard house that had been hidden by foliage yesterday. The sky was clear, the sun was bright, but the weatherman on the radio had said that perhaps the temperature would break 50 by early afternoon. Betsy, fresh from San Diego, didn't have much of a winter wardrobe. She had planned to buy winter woolens locally. Minnesota was heavily Scandinavian, and Betsy just loved their sweaters, but hadn't realized she'd need them so soon. Today she was wearing her warmest work outfit, a federal blue cotton skirt, a bell-sleeved white blouse, and a brown felt vest with carved wooden buttons. She looked at her watch and hastily drank the last of her tea. She put the empty cup and the plate that had held a fried egg sandwich into the sink. Sophie was already at the door of the apartment, already ready to accompany her to work. The cat had a better sense of time than she did. Not surprising, really. Sophie had been her sister's cat, and therefore in the business longer than Betsy had. Like the Queen of England, Betsy lived above the shop.